seated. Well, friends, welcome back. Here we are a few days after Christmas, and some of you, or some of your neighbors perhaps, may have tossed out their Christmas tree, or you're getting ready to take down those decorations. But if you look in your bulletin, you will notice that we are still in the 12 days of Christmas. In fact, that began on December 25th, and it goes until January 6th, the day of the Epiphany, when we celebrate the wise men coming to visit Jesus. So we are still in these days of celebration, the 12 days. It has nothing to do with shopping, so don't believe what you hear on TV. We are in this celebratory time, and yet our gospel today reminds us that these 12 days is not simply about a baby who was born, but it is about something much greater and much deeper. The Christ child, the Christ, is, as our gospel says, the Word or the Logos. Jesus was in the beginning, and all things came into being through him, and without him, nothing came into being. His life is the light of all people. Now, this is one of the places in Scripture where we get the notion of Christ as the light of the world. And if you have ever studied Greek or you know anything about the word logos, you may know that there are several different translations that have been used over the years. The way it is translated here in the NRSV is word with a capital W. If you look in your text, capital W, not lowercase. Some of them still have lowercase. But this is capital on purpose to emphasize the proper noun, right? Logos being a person here, or incarnate, as we know through Christmas. So meaning the word, capital W, made flesh in Christ. Now, logos is a term that would have been known in the Jewish context and in the pagan context, philosophical context. So it's a word that would have sort of crossed some boundaries and likely would have been controversial for John to even be using it, because it could have been misinterpreted and was, in fact, by those who were accused of being heretics. It was interpreted in a different way. But I think what our text is making clear today is that we need Jesus in our lives. That logos to you that has been translated as divine wisdom, or also, what's the other one that it comes up with? Controlling principle in the universe, or a principle of divine reason. Right? This notion of logos as something that is really out there, what we need to know is that the birth of Christ means that that's something really out there, the divine wisdom, principle of reason, has come down. Love came down at Christmas, we just sang. That divine wisdom is no longer out there in the ether, but that has taken on flesh and come among us and has been born as a child. Now, this passage goes on, and it is very deep and very wide. So I encourage you to sit with it, and we will not dig too much further today. But it is important to note that Christ is not the distant God who is coming from afar. This is not the clockmaker God you may have heard about in class growing up. This is the one, Emmanuel, who comes to be with us. And this is the kind of intimacy that you do not get from a clockmaker God. You don't get from pagan gods who live on Mount Olympus, who occasionally throw lightning bolts when they feel like it. You don't get that kind of intimacy from those gods. But our God, Logos, the Word, the Christ, this is the work of a God who desires a relationship with us, who wants that deeper, that real connection, not some distant philosophical understanding, but who has taken on flesh and become human. So now what exactly does this mean for us? Not even a week after Christmas. Many of you may still have leftovers in your fridge, right? You're putting the presents away, perhaps. Some people you may not have even celebrated with yet. And New Year's is just around the corner. So here we have the text of Jesus, the Logos, plopped in the middle of all these other things going on in our lives. So let's not lose sight of that. Because God is much deeper and greater and bigger than all of those things. So that once the leftovers are gone, Christ will still be with us. Once the tree and the decorations and the silly sweaters and everything are put away, God will still be with us. Christ has always been with us, will always, and will continue to be with us. So as we head into the new year, let's remember the Logos, the word capital W, that is more than just a divine principle. This is the one through whom all things came into being, and not a thing came into being without him. Friends, we believe in a God who is not distant, who is not simply some divine principle. We believe in a God who has walked among us and who comes to dwell with us in his Holy Spirit, who was there in the beginning of creation and who cares deeply about us. So this week, on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, I invite you to remember that we believe in that God. We believe in the God who took on flesh, who created us, who wants to walk with us through life's many challenges and joys. And that no matter what the year will bring, this is the God that we follow. So let us begin this new life, this new year, in the light of Christ. Amen.